Gardens, this is Randy. Can I help you?
Hey, Randy. I'm a tenant here, and I needed to let you know that I've signed up with a program to let some Somalian refugees live here on my property, on my trailer property.
Wait, hang on. Who am I talking to?
This is Roy.
Roy.
Yep. Yep, and it's just, you know, they're just going to be here for a year or so. It's just a program, and the government gives me tax credits or
Who are you
something.
Trying to get a hold of? This is Gardens.
Yeah, I live here in Gardens.
I'm drawing a blank. I'm so Roy, last name?
Zurbel.
Zurbel?
Yeah, Zurbel.
What lot number are you on?
The lot? 41?
41?
Yep. But yeah, it's not a big deal. I just needed to let you know they're not going to take up much space.
Well, it's kind of a big deal.
Well, no, it's not that big of a deal. Really? Like, they're actually going to sleep under the crawl space, like underneath the trailer.
Well, that's good, but that's not going to work.
It's an idea my friend Gloria had. And
Gloria.
Yeah, Gloria. You know Gloria. She leaves voicemails.
No. This is not going to work.
Oh, well, I've already signed up for it. The government's already approved the paperwork.
Well, that's all right. The government can do whatever they want, but I'm not approving it.
It's just a family of four. A family of four.
You can't sublet.
No, I'm not subletting. I don't get any... they don't pay me any money for this. They don't have any money. They're Somalians.
I don't even have you listed as living here.
Yeah, I wouldn't be in the computer. I just sublet.
Sublet from who?
Well, I don't... I'm Jerry.
Jerry who?
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? I pay.
Well, this can't be working. All right?
No,
it's not acceptable. Okay?
No, I'm definitely doing it. I already signed up.
No. This is private property. You just definitely can't do it.
Well, they're not even going to take up, like, yard space.
I don't care. No, sir. This is whoever you sublet, you have them call me. This is unacceptable.
They're sleeping under the trailer.
Care where they sleep.
You won't even
they
know.
They can sleep out on the street. They're not sleeping here.
Oh, don't be a dick. Come on. They're human beings.
I don't care. This is my park.
You don't care that they're human beings?
It's private property. Okay, sir?
Yeah, but come on, it's all God's property.
I don't even know you. I don't even know who you are.
I
don't even know who you're not on our list.
It doesn't.
You're not a resident here.
It doesn't. I live under the radar, you know? I'm like off the books, under the table.
Not anymore.
Like, well, I still am if you're saying you don't.
I tell you what, you come to the office and we'll talk face to face, okay?
Okay, you don't have to be a dick, though. I mean, these are human.
Hey, I'm not. I don't even know who you are. Come to the office face-to-face, and we'll talk about this.
Well, maybe I don't want to because of your attitude.
Whatever.
I've already said, like, what, are you going to defy the government? Because the government says I can do this.
Yeah, I would. Hey, I'm done with this conversation, okay? Bye-bye.
Well, I'm not.
Hello? Hi, is this Roy Co. Trucking?
No.
No! Fuck you.
How you doing?
Shit.
I am the Easter Bunny.
Shit. Well, where? No, you're not.
Whoa. Shit, fuck.
Because you're not?
Fuck.
Oh, Lord.
You get off of my phone.
My mother is retarded.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Supervisor immediately.
I don't give a shit what other people do.
Well, we know that's not good business. You bring it to our house.
You throw the box on side the road. On side the road.
No,
side the road.
What is this bullshit?
I'm sick of your bullshit. I'm hanging up.
Yeah.
Immediately.
But thanks, sorry. Thank you. Thanks for being an unhelpful cunt. Hi. Hello. Is Mary Brown.
It's time to business.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show, episode 551. I just had to use that intro of JD's again, two times in a row. I'm your host, Brad, and today's show is brought to you by weird shortwave listener Jesse Lobster, Mac Euler Degeneration, Nikki D, and Random. Those are five of the many people that make this show possible. by being a supporter over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Thanks to all the new people that have signed up, like Nate Breeze, 440, KCS, Ariel M, Red Fit Eve, maybe, I don't know if I'm saying that one right, Excel, Nicholas W, John Y, and Matthew P. We're having a meetup in Chicago. In case you haven't heard, it's going to be on September 7th, 2019. I think it's going to be at the same place the last one was at. It was scheduled to be at a different place, but now it's back at the same place. Maybe that'll change again. I don't know. But I'll have a link in the show notes if you want to look at the information for that. If you're able to make it to Chicago in September, though, you should do that. Last year was a lot of fun. Maybe this year will be, too. I've been doing some updates this week to the PLA TNI machine, and I haven't mentioned that thing in a while, so that's what I'm going to do right now. I run this weird phone system thing. It's called the PLA Telephone Network Interface, and you can reach that by calling 914-296-1892. And when you call into that, you can hack old answering machines. Right now, there's 8 answering machines on the system, but I got a thing in the mail today that's going to let me add 2 more machines to the system. And I do have 2 more machines. They're both tape-based machines, so they're probably going to be clicking all night and waking me up. And then I've got another spare phone line up here not doing anything. I should hook up an 11th machine. Maybe I'll do that. Anyway, there's other things on the system too, like a prayer line and other numbers that you can call. You can use that number to call into live shows whenever those are happening. And just the other day, I added the entire archive of Joy Bubbles show called Stories and Stuff as a menu option if you call in. I was inspired by that guy from the San Jose meetup. He sent me a replacement audio CD that had a bunch of Joy Bubble stuff on it, and I really wanted to hear Stories and Stuff, so I put it up on the phone system so everyone can hear it now, just as it was originally intended, because Joy Bubbles used to put those things on a telephone answering machine and people had to call in to hear it. So thanks, Suitcase Guy, for sending me that CD. It was an awesome tribute to him. Oh yeah, one other thing about the TNI machine. Somebody was complaining recently, I think in the voicemails, that the Autovon options weren't working anymore. And I tried to fix that, and I can't. They took away that ability. Stupid asterisk, I guess. You can no longer dial Autovon codes. So I had to take all that off. That sucks. Maybe I can figure out a way to make those work anyway. Anyway, 914-296-1862. That's the number to call if you want to play around with a bunch of old answering machines.
Hello, this is Carol. Can I help you? We're installing a service elevator. It's in your front lawn.
People pop up, people pop, people pop up, people pop in my front yard.
Yes.
Horrible.
Yes.
You told me Jesus Christ is your immediate supervisor.
Yes.
Horrible.
Yes.
I accept the pop-up. I accept the pop-up.
Hello, this is Carol. Can I help you? We're installing a service elevator. It's in your front lawn.
You know what I haven't called in a while? I haven't called any trailer parks in a while. I got this big old list of trailer park numbers from Reggie, which has thousands of trailer parks in Florida on it. This is the trailer parks themselves, not the residents. And it's been a while since I've called trailer parks, so let's call some trailer parks today.
Hello.
Hello. I'm a tenant here at Village.
Yes.
And I lost my trailer this weekend in a poker game. So there's going to be some people coming by to get it. Here in just a little bit.
You're out. I'm sorry. You're in where?
I'm in Village.
Oh, Village is my part. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm one of the tenants there. I live here.
Yeah, I understand. And there, somebody's going to come by and pick up a trailer.
Yeah, they're going to bring some kind of tow truck. I lost it in a poker game, so I just wanted to let you know that.
If a tow truck comes and pulls a what kind of trailer did you lose?
The one that I live in here in Park Village, whatever.
There isn't any Pleasant Village trailers that aren't owned by me, so there's no way you could lose a trailer.
I know. I forged the title.
Well, if you forged the title, you're probably going to jail if they pick it up.
Well, no.
What unit?
maybe they'll go to jail. It's not me, but just let them take it so they at least think they got paid. Because I owe
aren't going to. What unit are you in?
I owe these guys a lot of money. I'm in 13.
What trailer are you in?
13.
Oh, 13. Okay, good. Jeez. I understand. And you're saying somebody's going to come by and try to steal a trailer out of the park.
Well, they're not stealing it. Okay. I lost it in a poker game.
You can't lose something you don't own.
Yeah, but they didn't know that. Like, I had to think quickly.
Then they will be stealing something, and they're between you and them, I'm sure there'll be some kind of penalties. That's fine. We'll take care of it.
Okay. Well, no, I don't need you to take care of anything. I just didn't want you to be concerned if the tow truck showed up.
We're going to be concerned because they're messing with property that I own. We're probably going to call the sheriff right now.
Well, it's not even nice property. It's, you know, like.
Did you understand? If somebody's coming into our trailer park to pull a trailer that they don't own, the sheriff will probably be there. Okay. So that's fine. Okay. Number 13, you're saying.
I already sold all the carpet and all the copper.
Yeah, well, you stole something out of there, you're probably going to go to jail because that belongs to me.
Well, no, I just wanted hardwood floors is all.
Yeah, well, like I said, we'll take care of that, okay?
Okay, I don't see why you're being such a dick about it.
I'm not. People go to jail when they mess with my property.
I wasn't messing with your property. Okay. I just lost it in a poker game.
Yeah, I understand. Okay.
So it's not like it's my fault.
Yeah, okay. I understand.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, can you apologize for being such a dick about it?
No, I can't apologize for being a dick.
Why not?
You have a great day. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Hello?
Hello. I'm a tenant here at the mobile home park thing.
The mobile home park thing?
Yeah, that's me.
Very specific. Wait, which mobile home park?
Oh, you own a bunch of them or something?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a... on Allen Road.
Okay. Yes.
And
what can I do for you?
Well, I lost my trailer in a poker game this weekend.
You're kidding me.
No, so somebody's going to be coming by a little bit to...
Okay.
Whoa, settle
now
down.
I'm totally... Excuse me?
I said settle down. You're freaking
out. Yeah, settle down. Okay, let me just check where you are located at, who you are.
Okay.
I told you you're not the only tenant I have. Is this... Okay, let's see.
Man, you got an attitude.
Oh, I do?
Kind of, yeah. Jeez. Huh. Holy shit.
Okay. Well, I don't even know you. You're not even listed as a tenant.
I know. You'd think you wouldn't have an attitude if you don't even know me.
Well, let me ask you, where do you live?
I live at Allen Road.
I think you really want to pull my leg right now.
No, I'm not pulling your leg. I just, like, why would that be pulling your leg?
I don't know. It's my rental.
Is your what?
This is my rental.
Yeah, I'm a renter.
Okay, let's start this again. First off, what is your name?
My name is Steve Dave.
Okay.
What are you laughing at me for? Are you on drugs or something? Like, really? Why was she laughing at me? I tell her my name and she just starts laughing. So that whole losing my trailer in a poker game, that's an idea from somebody from back in, I don't know, 2017. Back when I was doing a bunch of these trailer park calls. I've got this list here that Reggie sent to me, and I forgot about it because it's not in my email. It's in a notepad page on my computer. I'm like, oh yeah, this thing, trailer parks. I should call some of these. And I have this old list of trailer park ideas, like Bigfoot was sighted and neighbor's pets are dead. Bigfoot was shot on the roof of their trailer. I don't think I'm going to do that one, Green Imp. But yeah, I thought I might just call a few trailer parks, see where it goes.
Hello?
Hello? What'd you hang up on me for?
Because you didn't answer me.
Oh, no, you didn't say hello, or this is the trailer park,
Gertie. I said hello twice.
Nuh-uh, because I didn't hear you.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm a tenant here. And I lost my my trailer in a poker game this weekend. So they're going to be picking it up. Like, they're coming to get it today.
I don't know who you're talking to, but obviously it's not us.
You don't know who you are?
I don't know who you are.
Oh, well, no, I'm a tenant here. I already explained that.
You are not a tenant here.
Why do you say that?
Because I don't know you.
Well, I didn't even tell you who I am yet, bitch.
It says Ronald Boyd.
So? I'm calling from my bookie's phone.
Oh, well, that's fine. But you're...
I wasn't asking permission.
Excuse me?
I said I wasn't asking for permission.
I believe you would.
To what? To use my bookie's phone?
No, to pick up something off my property.
Oh, no, I'm not picking it up. They're sending some guys out to pick it up. They're going to bring a big truck.
I think you're jerking me around, so you have a good day. Honest, you do not live here.
I do, too.
And
when you see the tow truck, you'll know. Maybe next time, try asking, like, which lot number I am and what my name is, stupid.
Okay, what lot number are you?
No, I don't feel like telling you now.
Okay, I don't want to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to you. Hang up. Me and that lady do not get along.
Hello?
Oh, hey, is this the trailer park?
Yes.
Oh, how come you didn't answer, like, hello, trailer park? Can I help you?
Who are you talking to?
You.
You must be thinking you are.
No, I really am, because you're responding. What do you
what
mean?
What can I help you with?
Oh, well, I'm a tenant here. And... Hello? Are you still there? You stopped responding.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Hey, my name's Roy. I'm a tenant here.
Where?
Here at the hills on Loop.
You must have the wrong number, bud.
I ain't your bud, pal.
What's your name?
I already told you, it's Roy. Not just kidding about Loop. I live on Springs Road. I was testing you. Because you're being so weird and combative. Anyway, there's going to be a truck coming in today. They're going to bring a secondary trailer in for us. We're going to have a trailer on top of our existing trailer. Like a two-story trailer, you know? So they're bringing it in on a truck and a forklift, and they're going to lift it up. We're going to have two...
Not in here, they're not.
Oh, yes, they are. No, we already paid...
No, they're not.
We already paid them. We already paid them. They're on the way. And I'm calling to be nice and let you know, so you're not concerned
well,
when
you... I'm telling you not to be nice, and it's not going to happen.
Well, you're welcome for alerting you, but the truck's on the way already. There's no way to what? Hangs up on me. That was a weird one. I got confused about which one I was calling. Let me try him back.
Hello?
Hey, are you going to be nicer than the other guy? I'm a tenant here. I'm just calling to let you know that we're bringing in a second trailer today. I'm a tenant.
Not at the RV park, you're not.
Yes, what do you mean? I am too a tenant. I've lived here for quite a while.
Who are you?
This is Roy. And
B10. Roy who?
And B10.
B10?
Yep.
Roy and B10.
Yeah, oh man, you have an attitude just like that other guy.
No, I don't know of Roy in B10.
Yeah, well, it sounds like I don't want to know either of you. But anyway, I'm just, I'm going to be bringing a second trailer in, and we're going to put it on top of our existing trailer. So we're going to have, like, a two-story trailer.
You're smoking crack, because you can't do that.
That's offensive. You know, my mom smoked crack, and she's dead now.
But I'm sorry. You're funny. I don't know who the hell you are, but you're funny, and that's not going
to
happen.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just letting you know the truck's on the way. There's no way to call them back at this point. I've already paid them.
Oh, too bad. They're not coming here and putting another trailer on top of another one.
No,
this is an RV park. This isn't a mobile home park.
Well, the same thing. That's what I mean. It's like a...
No, it isn't the same thing.
It's going to be built...
Okay, let me just say this, please. Don't call here anymore.
Why not?
Do not call here anymore.
What if I need something? I'm a tenant.
You are not a tenant. There's nobody named Roy that lives here.
Shut up. I wouldn't be on the lease.
Excuse me? We don't have a lease, you dumbass.
Well, whatever.
And don't tell me to shut the fuck up. Don't call here anymore.
I didn't say to shut the fuck up. I just said shut up.
Good afternoon. This is Caroline.
Hey, Caroline. I'm a tenant here on Loop.
Yeah, how are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good to hear. I just wanted to let you know that the power company is coming over here in a little bit. They're going to be upgrading my power lines.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be over 6,000 volts coming into my trailer.
Uh-huh.
And they say that'll be finished by the end of today.
Okay, so who is this?
This is Roy.
Roy?
Yeah, I live
in... And Roy, where do you live?
32553.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, Roy, I don't know who you are. I don't know any Roy who lives in my park.
Yeah, I don't... I'm kind of a homebody, you know? I don't really go out a whole lot. I'm an inventor.
Uh-huh.
But
I see.
I live with Jacob.
I see.
Yep.
And so you're doing what to your power?
I'm increasing the load that the power company gives us. You know, normally it's just 220 volts.
Uh-huh.
I'm increasing it to over 6,000 volts.
And why are you doing that?
I'm an inventor. I'm going to be building a tower on top of the trailer. It's going to be called Wardenclyffe.
Mm-hmm. And have you asked the landlord about that?
No, because they probably wouldn't let me. But I'm going to do it.
Probably
It's going to be safe. It's it's just going to be a thing to generate power and shoot it into the ionosphere.
Uh-huh.
And it'll give...
Sounds a little crazy to me.
Well, no, it's not crazy. You just don't understand it.
Uh-huh.
People often think the stuff that, you know, I do is crazy, but it's just because they don't understand.
Okay, well, Roy...
But you're probably not a scientist, right?
Roy, I happen to be the landlord that you're talking to.
Right, but
and I do have a problem with what's going on here.
But you're not a scientist, so it's not crazy. It's just, it's just an experiment.
I see. Well, the first problem I have is the fact that you live there. So, I will
I
be talking with
problem.
Jacob. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah,
and what are you doing?
I'm sawing a piece of wood. It's for the tower.
I see. Okay, well, Roy, I do not give you permission to do what you're saying, and I'll be talking to Jacob soon.
Well, no, he's at work right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure I'll find him.
Okay.
One of these days.
Well, you don't need to be like that about it. Like, what are you, just like a anti-technology person or something?
Absolutely not. I'm a landlord that's wondering why I have somebody living in my park that I don't know anything about and haven't done a criminal background check on.
Oh, I don't have any criminal background. It's fine. You don't even have to check me.
That's good to hear.
Yep.
Good to hear. But we will be.
Oh, no, I don't give you permission to check my background.
Well, then you are going to have to leave the park.
Well, I can't.
Sure.
I'm already in the middle. I'm deep in this whole science experiment thing. The power company is going to have the power done before the end of today, and the tower's got to go up.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you later then, Roy.
All right. Well, why do you have to go? What are you doing? That's so important.
Actually, driving to the park right now.
Which park?
The park.
Which one?
Have a good day.
Oh, this park. I see. I thought you meant you're going to a park. I'm like, why?
Yeah, have a good day.
You meant like a public park or something.
Thanks for calling. This is Jennifer. Can I help you?
Hey, Jennifer. This is Roy from Royco Cement Company.
Uh-huh.
And I needed to let you know that we're on the way over. We're going to bring four trucks in today, four cement trucks.
Okay.
Into your RV park there.
Okay.
And we're going to be filling up one of the RVs with cement.
No. Oh, okay. So you've already talked to Kim and you know what site you're going to and everything?
Yeah. Well, it's unit number, unit, oh, geez, I hope I don't get the wrong one. It's unit 22.
Okay. I'll be honest, I didn't know this.
Oh, okay.
But if you've already talked to Kim, yeah, I mean, that's fine. Thanks. Her office is actually closed, so you have to come to if you need to come to the office. Right?
Oh, no, we don't need the office. It's just a tenant there.
Okay.
Called us, and he's doing some sort of publicity stunt. He's going to fill up his entire trailer with cement. So his trailer is basically going to be turned into just a big block of cement. We're going to fill up the inside of it.
His movable trailer, or?
No, his home. We got film crews coming. They're going to film it all. They're going to put cameras inside as we fill it up.
What lot number?
I'm sorry, what?
What lot number did you say he's at?
Number 22. So, yep, we're all on the way now. We got five trucks coming. We're pretty sure five
What's
trucks.
What's the guy's name? Because I don't know anything about this.
Oh, his name's Roy. It's just a publicity thing he's doing. It's going to be on television. But it's also for his YouTube channel.
Okay, but does he have permission from Sun?
I don't know. It shouldn't be a problem, though.
What's his last name? Do you know his last name?
Gerbel.
Can you spell that?
Gherbel.
Okay. All right. I'm going to let my boss know to see if she knows anything about this.
Is your boss there?
No, she's actually in another office. She's over in...
Oh, okay. You could just transfer me.
I can't transfer from, it's like a completely different park.
Oh, if you have the phone number, I can just bridge her on.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's like, is this a problem or something? Because we're going to be filling up the trailer. They've already got the cameras set up.
I'll be honest, I don't know because I've never heard of this being done in the RV park.
Yeah, I think...
And if it's something that, like, you know, it's going to affect... our property. Now the office is 7.
Okay. Here, let me bridge them on for you.
Good afternoon. This is Donna. May I help you?
Hey, Donna, question.
Okay.
There's another gentleman on the line saying that they're filming somebody. They're going to fill his trailer full of cement. Is that anything you guys know about? They're going to do it in...
Filling a trailer with cement?
Yeah. Sir, are you still there?
Yeah.
Sir? Hello, sir. Okay. Where did he go? He's the one that called. This guy, his phone number is 9283.
Do the last four again.
Okay. 9283.
9283. Okay.
Okay. He just called me, said they've got a film crew. It's a publicity stunt. This guy is, there's five cement trucks on their way to fill this guy's home with cement, and they're going to film it for his YouTube channel. And I'm like, does Sun know anything about this? He's like, well, it shouldn't be a problem. It's a publicity stunt. And I'm like, well, yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Did he say what lot it is?
He said 22, but I'm not finding it. But the guy's last name, and I'm looking right now for him. The guy's first name is Roy. He said his last name is G-H-E-R-B-E-L.
Spell that last name again. G-H-T-R.
No, G. Like in goat?
G-H-E-R.
E-R.
Uh-huh.
B-E-L.
B as in boy?
Yes.
Okay. Gerbil. All right, let me go ask Kim and Rob if they know anything about it.
Yeah, because I'm trying to find the guy, and I'm not finding anybody on Site 22, so I'm trying to find him by his name right now.
Okay, I'll go find out what I can.
Okay, I'll wait for
Bye.
You. Bye.
Oh, hello? Oh, they both hung up. What? I was going to get on and just say I had to click over for another call, but they both just hung up. Darn it. Wow, this is a big trailer park. I'm looking at it on Google Maps. This place is huge. So, I don't know. Should I call back? Oh, I'm calling back the second place.
Thank you for calling. This is Danielle.
Oh, hey, Danielle.
How can I help you today?
Hey, Danielle. This is Steve. I'm with Royco Cement Company.
Okay.
And I guess someone said I should call over here because I'm delivering a bunch of cement over to the road RV park.
Okay, and is it for the resort itself or for a resident?
It's for a resident. He's going to fill up his entire trailer with cement while the film crews film inside of the trailer.
Okay, give me just one moment. I'm not so sure I follow, okay?
Okay,
just one sec.
All right, sure.
Sir, do you know what site number you're headed to?
Number 188.
188.
Yep. Yeah, they've got cameras inside the trailer. They're going to film it as the cement fills up the trailer. We're going to fill it up all the way to the ceiling. And it should be able to, the wall should be able to withstand the pressure of the cement. We don't think it'll explode. I mean, explode as
Sir?
In, like, all the cement will fall out. Yes, hello?
Yes, hello. The site number you've given me is a vacant RV site. There is no home sitting on it.
What, in 22?
You just gave me 188. 22 is also a vacant RV site. Would you like to try again?
No, I said 50.
Goodbye, sir.
Bye. Crap. I ruined it. I should have just not called back.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling. My name is Deidre. How can I help you?
Hey, Deidre. This is Steve from Duke Energy.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling to let you know we've got a truck on the way out there. We're going to be upgrading one of your trailers. One of your residents asked for an upgrade. Instead of 220 volts, coming into their trailer, they want about 8,000 volts.
What? Really?
Yeah. They're
is that allowed?
Yeah. No, it's fine. They're paying us, so it's fine.
Okay. I put in a ticket for a different issue this morning for about an electrical box also, but you're not doing that one. You're just doing the other one.
Oh, no, we're here just specifically. This is going to be like a 20-man job. We're going to have a lot of trucks
really?
In there. Yeah, upgrading this.
What's that address? Do you know?
Yeah, it's 6227.
Okay, I'm just going to ask my property manager if she's aware, because I just don't know if she is. But you said like a 20-man job?
Yeah. We should be done by the end of today. I guess they're building a tower out there in the backyard. To transmit energy?
The resident.
Yeah, the resident is, yep.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, so you told me 6227.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, that's a resident that doesn't even live here.
Oh,
she's actually dying and she doesn't even live here.
Oh, the Mrs. Barton?
Mrs. What's the last name?
Barton.
Barton? No, I don't have a Barton
well,
here.
Anyway, he said he's her grandson.
He's her grandson?
Yep.
Okay, but see, something like that can't be built in this community.
Yeah, well, no, it's already done. He's already paid for it. It's just going to be a large tower, like, directly above the trailer.
So, hold on, I'm going to let you talk to my property manager. Hold on.
Okay, sure.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Thanks, sorry.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is Anne. I'm the community manager. Is this Duke Power, you said?
Yes, yeah, this is Steve from Duke Power.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Yeah, they have no permission to do that. That Barton, whoever that person is not even a resident here.
Yeah, well, it's the guy that's doing it, it's her grandson. His name is Nikola Tesla. I don't know, it's a weird foreign name. But yeah, he wants
Tesla. Yeah, he wants 8,000
volts going into the trailer. He's going to hook it up to a tower that's going to transmit energy all over the state, I guess.
No, so, it can't. Okay, so are you calling because do they have permission from Duke to do this? Do they have to have your permission?
Oh yeah, yeah. I was just letting you know so you weren't concerned about all the trucks coming in because we've got a lot of work to do today. But it's all paid for. We'll be done by the end of today.
You mean as far as taking it down?
Well, no, we're going to install it. So he has, you know, like 8,000 volts going into it. I guess he's going to be building a tower out there, Mr. Tesla is.
We can't, see, we own the property. That's not permitted.
Yeah, well, he already paid us, though.
Okay, so we'll just get an attorney to have him take it out. I mean, that's what it comes down to. He's in violation. He's not even a resident here, so he's in violation of even that. He's not even a resident here to do anything on the property that belongs to us.
Yeah, that's not our problem.
Now, if he wants to do something, yeah, I understand that. I'm just kind of reiterating what my reasoning for what I'm saying
just
to you.
Talking.
So yeah, he can't. So he put a tower in the home. He's not even a resident. Has put a tower in the home that emanates 8,000 volts.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to make a lot of the lights flicker in the neighboring trailers because it's so much power, so much energy.
I'm surprised you would allow that. That Duke would allow that.
Yeah, no, it's fine. We're not worried about it. He seems like he knows what he's doing. He's going to use it to transmit energy to other homes for free. Like maybe this will be a good thing for the trailer park. You know, you might be the first trailer park to have free energy.
It's really weird. Okay, no problem. Well, what's your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Steve.
Steve, and you're with Duke. And if I need to reach you, if I have any questions, do you have a number I can reach you on?
Yeah, it'd be 813-420-6969.
Okay. All right. Well, Steve, thank you so much for giving us a call. And what's your last name?
Dave.
Dave. You got two names that are a first name. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I used to get that a lot in grade school, but adults don't generally.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
I bet you did. All righty, yep. Dear. Well, I appreciate the phone call. And you have a great day.
Okay. I have a confession, though. This is actually Nikola Tesla. I'm calling you. I want to put the tower up, okay? Just let me put the tower up.
You have to be a resident of this community.
I am a resident. I've lived here for over 6 months now. I just stay in the house a lot.
It doesn't mean you're a resident. Did you sign a lease with us?
Yeah, but
to prove that you're a resident?
I think I have
the lease in front of me.
I've been here long enough.
It's Nancy's name on it, not yours.
Yeah, Nancy.
So you have to provide me a lease with your name on it.
Nancy's my grandma.
Yeah, but she's the person who's the leaseholder and the resident, not you.
Are you 55 years?
Doesn't matter. Your name, Nikola Tesla, has to be on the lease with your signature, not hers on it.
Once you see what I'm doing here, it's going to be amazing. It's going to shoot energy up into the sky.
I don't doubt it, Nikola, but you can't do that without authorization. We own the property.
I know, what's
going to happen is we're going to have to get an attorney, and we're going to have to force you to take that stuff out.
It'll be worth it. Just look the other way for a little
while. I don't doubt that, Nikola, but you're breaking the law. And we're going to hold you accountable for it.
No, I'm not breaking the law.
Yes, you are, because you're not a resident here.
I'm cashing my
grandma's... You're not a resident here. Show me the lease with your name on it.
I'm cashing my grandma's Social Security checks to pay for all of this. It's almost finished. I'm going to put the tower up tonight.
Yeah, what? And then really legally, I can't even have a discussion with you anymore. We're going to reach out to her, and we're just going to subpoena her instead.
What? Leave her alone. She's got enough problems as it is.
I know she does, and unfortunately, you're going to make it worse for her because she's in violation of her lease by having you in her home without even letting us know about it.
No, she doesn't even know. She doesn't know. I just...
Okay. All right. I can't discuss this with you any further, Nikola. I appreciate the phone call, but I can't discuss this with you any further.
Yeah.
I have to reach out directly to the attorneys and now to the residents themselves.
It's like you hate science or something.
All right. I appreciate your call, though. Thank you so much.
But, hey.
Bye-bye now.
I'll give you free energy forever. Now I know what the real Tesla felt like. Everyone's just shitting all over his ideas all the time. I love that she kept using my name.
Hello?
Hello? Is this the RV park?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You didn't answer that way. This is Steve with Duke Energy.
Yes.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be out there today. We're going to be wiring up brand new electric meters. on poles at various locations all over the RV park, the mobile
home? Let me let you talk to the owner.
Okay.
Duke Energy is coming out today and put all new wiring and all.
Hello.
Hello, it's Steve from Duke Energy.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling to let you know we're going to be putting new power meters. They're going to be on poles at various locations all over your park.
Okay.
And we're just running the power directly underneath the ground.
Oh. Okay.
There's a subterranean community underneath your RV park. There's a large community of people living underneath your park, and they want electricity.
What?
And we've got to route it from several different locations all over your park.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, so there's over 300 people living underground below your RV park.
Oh, come on, there is not.
Oh, no, there absolutely is. They've been there for quite a while. Probably longer than you, in fact. And the you just don't know about it. There's no entrances up there above ground where you are. The entrances are somewhere else. There's tunnels and stuff.
Well,
you know?
Kick them out. You don't have to reroute stuff to them.
We're not going to kick them out. That's their home. But we're wiring electricity down there for them.
Pat,
what?
There's people living under this plot of ground.
They're underground?
Yeah, and they're going to route electric to them.
They're going to bring our electric underground?
Yeah.
That's
good. No, but they said there's people living under this property.
There are people living under there. There's
on.
Caves and
here,
tunnels.
Just a minute.
Here. Hello?
Hello, ma'am. I don't know why he's acting like that's a joke. There's actually a small community of people living underneath the RV park. We've got to wire electricity.
Oh, yeah, right. Goodbye.
We've got to wire electricity to him. Why doesn't she believe that?
This is Kendra. How can I help you?
Hey, Kendra. This is Steve Dave from Duke Energy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be coming out there throughout the week. We're going to be wiring up brand new power meters.
At okay.
Various places around the park.
Uh-huh.
They're just going to be on poles. They're going to be like brand new ones, additional ones.
And, okay, but you're, who is this again?
This is Steve Day from Duke Energy. You know, the electric company.
Okay.
Yep. So, there's just going to be brand new power meters all over your park. And they won't appear to be hooked to anything, but we're running them underground. There's a community of people that live underneath your RV park there.
Mm-hmm.
And they need electricity below ground.
Okay.
So just...
All right, I'll forward this information to our manager, okay?
Oh, is the manager there?
Mm-hmm.
I could just talk to the manager.
Okay. Do you guys need anything or from us? Or?
Well, we just want to make sure they're not going to have a problem with it and they're not going to bother the meters because they're just going to be on posts. They're just going to be
okay.
Like poles sticking out of the ground with meters on them.
All righty, hang on.
Okay.
Lake Estates, an equity lifestyle properties 55-plus community, is nestled in a wealth of information on our website.
Thank you so much for holding. This is Peggy. How can I help you?
Hey, Becky. This is Steve Dave from Duke Energy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And,
how can I help you?
Well, I just needed to let you know there's going to be a lot of new power meters going up in your park there.
Okay, do you know the addresses or lot numbers for those?
Well, it's more of an approximation of where they'll be. Like, there's going to be one right around 199, 154, 40, 254, 248. There's going to be quite a few of them. They're going to go underground.
Okay, so what exactly are we installing?
It's new electric meters. There's a community of people that live underneath your RV park, like in caves underneath the ground, and they want to have electricity hooked up down there.
Okay, wait a minute. So can you say that one more time? Wait a minute. So you're saying that you're installing electric meters? In our community?
Yes, but because they have to be above ground. The meters do, so the meter readers can come and, you know, look at them and see how much to bill them. But
okay, and you're saying that these people live underground?
Yeah, the residents live underneath your RV park. So
okay, am I understanding this right? So you're saying that we've... Wait a minute, I'm so confused. So you're saying that we have people living underneath our RV section?
Yeah, well, it's way underground. It goes down several hundred feet. There's a few different levels of people down there. They live in tunnels and large cavernous rooms and stuff. There's no entrances inside your park. It comes out in a completely different...
Okay, so why are we stalling this? Give me one second. I'm new here, but I'm going to put you in contact with somebody that can help you. Give me a moment.
Okay.
And then in case we get disconnected, what's your number?
It's 813-420-6969.
Mm-hmm. 6969. Okay, mm-hmm. You say Steve...
Yes.
What's your name, Dave, right?
Yes, okay. Steve Dave. Duke
hold
Energy.
On for just one moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
To learn more on our website, Class Amenities. If you've always dreamed of a Florida retirement...
Have you been helped?
Well, I'm from Duke Energy. I guess she was just getting somebody to talk about the new power meters.
She how about we give you a call back? Can you give me your number? Because she's checking to see. She doesn't understand what's going on.
Oh, I already gave it to her. Just ask her for it. Or, look on your caller ID.
Okay.
But yeah, there's just a large community of people living underneath the RV park, and she's trying to say that I'm lying, I guess.
No, we're not saying you're lying. We're just confused how somebody can live under an RV park.
Well,
I don't understand that either, so I don't believe that it's her.
I'm
confused, too.
It's a bunch of subterranean caves and caverns. They've lived down there for longer than the RV park has existed.
Okay. All righty. I'll have her call you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Nobody believes in the lizard people.
Due to network difficulties, your call cannot be completed at this time.
What?
Please try your call again later. Due to network difficulties,
what?
Your call cannot be completed at this time. Please try your call again.
Is that my fault? Let me try the next one on the list. That didn't sound like something my phone would do.
Hello, this is... How can I help you?
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from the Florida Power and Light Company.
Okay.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be in your RV park there throughout the week. We're going to be installing brand new power meters.
Okay.
They're just going to be spread throughout the park in random areas. They're not going to be connected to any trailers.
What do you mean you're going to... you're just pulling the old meters and putting new meters in?
Oh, no, these are brand new ones. They're not replacing anything. They're new. There's actually, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a underground community right below your RV park. There's people living.
There's a what?
There's people living in caves and tunnels and stuff underneath your RV park.
Oh, dude, you're so full of shit.
Why would you say that?
God.
I'm calling from the
fucking bullshit I get.
I'm calling from
full of it, shit.
I'm calling from the power company. You're going to see that
you are.
Yes.
Are you smoking dope today too? Because
no,
you should be.
Of course not.
Trying to tell me there's people live under my park.
No, they've lived there
what
longer.
Do you think I'm a dumbass?
They've lived there longer than you have.
Oh, well, maybe so. I've only owned it 14 years, but
yeah, definitely. There's whole families.
I love you people, man. I swear to. You guys are a blessing on a bad day to call me and tell me there are people living underneath my... You know, you're in Florida. Them bastards can't be, what are they, a foot, 6 inches tall? Water table underneath my park ain't but 8 feet.
They figured that
they're
out.
They're down there drowning?
They figured that out hundreds of years ago, Donnie.
Y'all keep toking, man. You're fun.
Oh, thanks.
You keep toking.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
All right, man. See you later.
Love you. You're my favorite. I'm Bob and Tom.
You better love somebody, dumbass. Bye.
I don't know why, but suddenly I feel really determined to get someone to believe this. And maybe Florida's not the best place to do this at, because he kind of has a good point about the whole water table thing. But whatever.
Resort.
Hello, this is Steve Dave from the Florida Power and Light Company.
Okay.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be installing some new power meters throughout your RV park this week.
Which RV park? We have several.
Oh. It's going to be 21 Road.
Oh, okay. I have you scheduled on the 16th to be putting...
Oh, that's a separate thing on the 16th.
Okay. Okay, so 21... Okay, so that's Village.
Yep. That's it.
Okay. So what are you going to be doing?
We're going to be installing power meters in random spots all over the park.
Power meters?
Yeah, just on little poles. So they'll...
What's this for?
I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's actually a community of people who live underneath your RV park. Like in caves.
Underneath it?
Yeah, in caves, you know, cavernous areas. They want electricity underneath the ground, so we're going to be... It's directly...
What?
It's directly below your RV park there, so we've got to put the power meters in there.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, there's a community of people living underneath your RV park. And we're going to be installing the power meters above ground. They have to be above ground to comply with regulations and stuff. But
the community of people living underneath of our RV park.
Correct.
In caves.
Yeah, well, it's multiple level caves. It's a huge area. I've been down there. We've been doing electrical work for them for the past 2 months now, getting them ready to hook up the electricity.
I don't understand this. Hold on a minute.
Well, it's nothing you have to worry about. They're not going to, you know, come up above ground or anything. The entrance is over a mile away to their community. It's just...
There's people living in caves under the ground. Hold on. Can you hold on a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Is this a joke? Is this a joke?
No, of course it's not a joke.
He's saying he's with FPL, and he has to install power meters throughout our Village Mobile Home Park because there's a community of people that live in caves underneath our mobile home park.
But you're saying the entrance to what is more than a mile away?
The entrance to the underground community that lives below your park. It's a huge network of caves, but like all the living quarters are directly below your RV park. So we're just going to be installing the power meters there, and then we'll run the wiring underground.
And who's paying for this?
Not you. Don't worry about it. It's paid for.
All right, but is it technically our property, and they shouldn't be living there?
I don't know how that works with property lines. I don't know how far the property lines go down. But they've been there. They've been
down on our property unless we know anyway.
I can't hear you. What?
Are you physically installing stuff on our property?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it has to be above ground.
Okay. We don't have any authority, but we need the boss to come back.
Okay.
He had to step out of the office, and I'd like him to be able to call you, please, if that's okay.
Oh, sure, that's fine. But we have to let them have electricity. We can't discriminate just because they're, you know, underground people. They've actually been down there longer than the trailer parks existed.
Oh, maybe Alex is aware of it. I don't know. But
yeah.
But with that stated, I'd feel better if he actually spoke with you. So
sure.
If I could have your name?
Yeah, my name is Steve Dave.
Steve?
Uh-huh. Dave, D-A-V-E.
D as in boy, A-V-E?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the number, and you're with FPL?
Correct.
And your telephone number, Steve?
It'd be 813.
Uh-huh.
420.
Uh-huh.
6969.
Okay, 813-420-6969.
Mm-hmm.
Need okay. We need to have Alex give you a call. Like I said, he's the owner. He may be well aware of it, but you're kind of blowing the other girl and I.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
with what you're saying.
It's just going to be about 20 different meters. We're going to start showing up tomorrow to install those.
Okay. I really want to get him to call you.
They're going
to
be on posts about 6 feet high. And some of them will have 2 meters on them. And, you know, there's about four levels of people living underneath the ground. You know, it goes down like 4 or 5 stories.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Let me ask Alex to give you a call back the second he returns, okay?
Okay. That sounds great.
Right. And again, you're installing these meters on our property?
Oh, yeah. They're going to be like in people's yards and stuff. But
I have to say cease and desist until you hear from Alex.
Well, we've already got it scheduled. It's going to start tomorrow.
How can you install something on our property?
Well, because they live on the property. It's just below ground.
Well, they're not paying any rent to that, so I don't think so.
Hey, you can tell her to shut the fuck up. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
We will have Alex call you the second he returns.
Okay.
That
sounds good. Hey,
okay.
Tell her to shut up.
I'm not going to do that, sir.
Well, she needs to shut up.
Okay.
Like, tell her to stop yelling in the background. She's acting like
a
child.
We're trying to get you to explain this to us.
Stop acting like a child, ma'am. Shut the fuck up.
Sir, please. Okay.
You're very rude.
We'll just ask Alex to give you a call.
We're talking on the phone, and you're yelling in the background, you stupid...
So that the office can understand.
Yeah, well, you sound like an idiot. You're just back there yammering on. Just shut up.
Okay. We will have Alex call you the minute he returns.
Okay. Hey,
okay.
Shut the fuck up. Wow, rude. Well, I got them to believe it at least. They were trying to cease and desist me. I wonder if I could install power meters on the ground and have the wires go up into the sky. You know, for the sky people that live in the clouds. Or I could say it's for the International Space Station. We've got to run their power lines up there. They're going to be parked over the RV park for the next 2 or 3 years, dumping their buckets of waste down and dropping socket wrenches. You know how those astronauts are.
Hey, Brad, it's your pal Tyler. Haven't called in on
hey,
a couple
Tyler.
Of years. Wanted to call and say...
It's my pal Tyler.
I have a question for you, and I think I know the answer to it. A long time ago, like 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, you used to... when doing Tenants from Hell pranks, you would tell people that they couldn't come in because you had barricaded the doors. Now, I think I know why you don't do that anymore, but is what I'm thinking the case?
Nope.
Have I just missed calls where you've still done that? Because, you know, creating emergency situations, etc. All right, love you. Big kiss. Bye-bye.
Aw, thanks. I don't think that's an emergency situation, is it? I'd still be open to doing that. I don't think that's creating an emergency situation, barricading the door. It's my apartment. I can barricade the door if I want. I just mean by barricade, you know, like I just stacked a bunch of furniture in front of it. That's all. I don't think anything bad happened from saying that, did it? Maybe I'm just forgetting. I don't know.
Okay, Mr. Brad.
Hello.
I really, really need to go out and fire Chad because he went off playing with the Mirror Universes. And that's why none of your feeds are working.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Because one's even, they're listed in iTunes or .org.
Yeah.
But if it's changed over to
I screwed up.
.com, the feeds are working.
Yeah.
So somehow Chad went
I'm
off.
I'm a big dummy. I mean, Chad's a big dummy. Yeah, I switched my hosting plan recently, and I was just checking phonelosers.com. I didn't even think to check phonelosers.org. I figured it would just work, but nope. PhoneLosers.org had a different DNS server, and I think it was down for a couple of days before I realized what was going on, because people were still complaining about the feeds not working. So, stupid Chad.
Hi, Brad, RBCP.
Hey.
This is unfortunate byproduct here.
Howdy.
I just wanted to make a phone request here. Can I request that requests not be made on the voicemail?
That's a great
Thank
idea.
Thank you very much for that request. Bye.
But we're going to have to ignore your request, because that was a request, and we don't do those on the voicemail anymore.
Hi, Bradley. It's Zero Day.
Hi.
You instructed me to focus all my anger on you, and I've been trying my best over the past few days to focus it as much as possible, is the best way I can word it.
Yep, it's working. It's making
today
me feel like crap.
I grabbed milk out of my refrigerator and saw that it expired yesterday. I used it in my coffee this morning. I was not happy about it at all, even though I know there's, you know, a 3 or 4 day window in between,
yep.
You know, it going bad.
You gotta smell it.
Either way, I was pissed, and instead of being pissed off at myself, I'm pissed off at you. Yep. So I just want to let you know that, and I'm going to continue to focus my anger on you until...
Sounds good.
...until you respond to my DMs or my Facebook messages that you clearly avoid because you don't want to have conversations with your fans. Thank you.
Yeah, bye. Exactly. I get a lot of angry messages from people on Facebook that I never see. Every once in a while, I'll look in there and I'll see all the angry messages. But I do not look at Facebook messages. If you're trying to contact me through Facebook, it's not going to work because I'm just not going to see it. I never check them. Same thing with direct messages. I might check those every couple of months. The best way to contact me is through email. Any of my emails. Don't send a message to all of my emails simultaneously. If you have one of my email addresses, you have all of them. They all go to the same place. show@snowplowshow.com. That'd be a good one to email. That'll get to me. It'll take me forever to respond, but at least I'll see it, unlike Facebook. Also, Discord. Don't message me on Discord, because I won't see it. I pretty much just ignore all the Discord messages. I'm not trying to be a dick or anything, but there's just too many of them.
Hey,
can't keep up.
Brad, I see that you changed your voicemail. That's awesome.
Yep.
Hey,
I changed back to the original.
I wanted to have a couple questions. It seems that, like, your episode about the mirror dimension tenants or what have you, it appeared on, like, my YouTube suggestions, but it doesn't show up on any of my podcast apps, and then now the video is just missing. So I'm just wondering what's going on.
I can't find it. That's weird.
The tenants from hell.
I don't know what that's about, but as mentioned before, the feeds were all broken for a couple of days. Oops.
Dimension thing, your newest one.
Fucking Chad.
By the way, and then also the other question is that, like, I'm not going to see Carlitos, you know, calls and mass confusion. By the way, I'm on my head on my headphones. I hope my audio comes in.
Your audio sounds like complete garbage.
But anyway,
just so you know,
limited amount of time.
Don't ever do this again.
Calls and mass confusion. I'm sorry, Matt House. I was like wondering, you know, what is like a good source to listen to all this shit? Because I found this stuff like on podcasts, and it's like stopped at December of last year. Is that correct, or like is there a different site? I kind of use Spotify and Google Podcasts, but anyways. All right, thanks for everything, Brad.
Okay, bye. Are you telling me that Carlito's podcast feed isn't updated? Because I thought he'd gotten better about that. Here, I'm going to check right now. And you are correct. He has not put an episode on his podcast feed in several months now. I guess since in December. So, I don't know. Don't ask me. Ask Carlito. Go to his website, madhouselive.com. I know if you're a Patreon supporter of Carlito's, you can go into his... he has an instant show feed. So you can go and listen to his MP3 files of shows the minute that a show's over. It shows up on the thing. It's completely unedited, but it's there. So maybe that's making him lazy about updating the actual podcast feed. What the hell, Carlito? You can at least do one a month, can't you? Jeez.
Brad, first off, what number do I hit to skip your intro?
You can no longer hit a number to skip the intro. It sucks. Google took that away from us. I don't know why. I didn't do it.
Because I'm in a rush.
It's not my fault.
But anyway, Homeowners Association pranks. Here's an idea for you. Say you were drunk and you tossed your cell phone up on the roof of their house and you want to come over with a ladder and, you know, look for it.
Okay. I'll do that. Oh, wait, no, I'm not allowed to anymore. Someone made a new rule earlier in the voicemail segment that I can't take ideas in the voicemail segment. My hands are tied here. Sorry.
SSTV message, which is basically a way to, like, send an image and sound, and I lift it over the voicemail to see if it would work on a phone line.
What's happening?
You said something about the...
The first 10 seconds of your message was just silence, so I think I missed something important.
Phones having, like, global range with the Earth.
Global range, everyone.
So I try to send SSTV message, and then,
SSTV, what the fuck is that?
And then I guess you thought it was like, I forgot what you said, but yeah, it was basically an image. I sent one image of a cactus and one image of a PLA logo.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that's basically it.
And that's where the message ends. Okay, thanks. for whatever that was.
Hey, Brad, it's Glenn.
Hey.
I'm right in the back of a car with Max Power right now, and he randomly pulled out his phone and told me to call you, so, and say something stupid, so guess what? I'm stupid. Have a great day, man.
All right.
Bye.
That was pretty lazy of Max Power. Can't leave his own messages.
Hey, Brad, it's Justin from Maryland. Just calling because I was looking at the latest Snowplow show and at the number in particular and realized that in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be hitting Snowplow show 555.
And I thought,
what a good time to do movie and television-related prank calls because,
We
all know, 555 is the area code that they use.
What a great idea.
In TV and movies.
Not the area code, the prefix.
They need a phone number. So I don't have any particularly good ideas on hand, but hopefully, since it's a few weeks away, the viewers of the show can send in some ideas, and maybe you have some ideas.
We need ideas, everyone.
Pretend to be.
Call into the voicemail and leave your ideas.
Or different characters in television shows, maybe some Tuck Pendleton.
I should at least make my phone number say, 555, whatever, except that'll probably make nobody answer.
Calls, something like that, and we can... do kind of a movie/TV show related episode when we get to 555.
Okay, let's
so
do it.
So just an idea. I'll try
to remember to do that, which means I'll probably forget, but maybe I won't.
Hi, Brad. This is Ray in Digital, a.k.a. the guy at the PLA meetup that had all the Joy Bubble CDs.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually going to bring
Suitcase Guy.
Television and my PlayStation 2 and play Grand Theft Auto Vice City with Game Sharks with anti-gravity and moon gravity and all that fun shit.
Yeah.
But that would have been like a lot of stuff to carry on top of all the stuff I already had. And I'll tell you this story really quick.
Next year, though, I left,
and I went to my hotel, and then I was walking around drinking wine, and then I saw these prostitutes, and I went and offered them the Joy Bubble CD, and one of them
said,
no, I don't have a CD player.
If there's one thing that prostitutes like, it's CD tributes to Joy Bubbles.
Another one's like, oh, yeah, I know, she took it. And then, like, I was walking away, and then, like, their pimp was like, hey, puto, and I was like, oh, shit, and then I was just, like, walking around for, like, 2 hours, just so they wouldn't, like, follow me back to my hotel room. That was crazy. Okay, bye!
All right, bye. What a great story that was. I hope the hookers listen to my prank calls on that CD. Maybe they'll become listeners. Thanks again for sending me my replacement CD. That was really nice of you.
Hey, Brad, can we get more calls with Carlito? That guy's really funny.
Yeah,
maybe Dwight and Matt too. Like, do like a combination show.
We did that just recently.
Right.
It was called the Mop Riding with Dwight Show. I think Carlito was on there, or maybe he wasn't on with me. I can't remember. But you got to listen to Dwight. He's on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific on Prank Call Nation.
Futel, please take a shit on the street.
Okay, Futel. That's what they're all about.
Hi, Brad. It's Brandon again.
Hey.
All I wanted to say was you need to do more of those hang up the phone.
You hang up the phone, motherfucker.
Calls.
I'll hang it up for you.
Hey, Brad, it's Free Chemo, and I just want to say I really don't appreciate that you went with phonelosers.com instead of phonelosers.org. I've been listening to you for like 13 years, and every time I want to go to phonelosers.org, it's slow and it redirects me, and I don't like it. I don't appreciate it.
Sorry.
But yeah, keep up the great work.
Sorry.
I love you. Bye.
It's fixed now, okay? Phonelosers.org works. It'll never happen again. I promise.
Brad, it's Will.
Hey,
I'm
Will.
In the city. Listen to your show, bro. Sick shit. Keep doing it.
Thanks.
Call places in Yuba City. That's where I live.
What?
Thank them all.
What?
Or call Helena Chemical Company.
What?
Be sick.
Didn't understand any of that. It looks like there are four messages in here from Rico Rocks. So here, let me pick the smallest one. There's a 21 second. There's a 19 seconds. Yeah, I'm going to go with the 19 seconds and not the minute and 37 seconds one.
Hello, this is Rico Rocks. Call me back. Jeez.
Yeah, okay. That's what happens on the voicemail. I call you back. Thanks, Rico Rocks. I am now going to delete your other three messages. You're only allowed one message in a show. I hope there was nothing important in those other ones.
Hey, Brad, what you do? I'm driving around listening to the Snowplow show. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but I got all the windows down, and I'm playing it really loud. I'm trying to spread the word to everybody.
Yep.
I just want to tell
people
you, I had a dream last night, and it turned into a lucid dream. I was at the University of Royse.
Did you have sex?
Royse in Idaho. I just thought you might find that,
that
funny.
One.
Keep up the good work, man.
All right. Thanks for annoying all of your neighbors with my show.
Karen is Karen, and Karen is Sharon. Oh, hey, I'm online. Hey, Brad. Just wanted to ask you for a favor. It's Mr. Biggs.
Oh, hey, Mr. Biggs.
I'm currently in jail. If your supporters want to help me out and pitch in a dollar to help bail me out,
yep.
That'd be great.
Everyone, please help Mr. Biggs. He needs your help.
Hey, Brad. I'm...
Okay, that's the end of that one. Thanks for the voicemail. I'm tempted to call you back right now and tell you to stop pranking me, but I won't do that.
Hey, Brad. Just calling on in from Tempe, Arizona.
Hey.
Going back to New Orleans for a couple months, I guess. Anyway, just wanted to say I'm terribly sad to see that Skunkworks was a fucking, like, convicted of murder, which I really think is unfair. I don't think he's a murderer.
No.
I don't know anything about him. Though,
he's just an idiot, that's all.
Like, your shows have taught me, and, like, the weird The Real Yvonne video, which really elucidated his role as a CIA agent or whatever.
I think she was on to something.
Terrible. I know a very, very funny thing that you played. I think it was on some kind of Brad's Cactus Shack with Skunkworks, like, calling in, and he was, like, being all weird and, like, pretending that, he couldn't wake up his parents. And
I think that was real. He lived at his parents' house back then. I think he was a college student back then.
Your kid, like, shouted really, really loudly into the phone, like, hey, he's up on the phone or whatever. It was really funny.
That was a good one.
Probably the only person that thought that was funny. But, yeah, no, that sucks. That sucks. So, you know, support. Hopefully he wins the appeal.
I hope so.
You know, or if he doesn't win, hopefully he gets, like, just 5 years or whatever. Anyway, just saying hi. Also been loving the show recently. Cactus.
I want him to avoid prison just so we can see what stupid thing he does next. Because a few years ago, he was running around on a college campus pretending he's a spy or something. He got arrested for that. Next, it was tunnels. I want to see the next stupid thing that Skunkworks is going to do. So, yeah, I really hope he wins that appeal. It does kind of seem excessive. I mean, yeah, he did cause the death, but it's just because he's stupid. They're talking like 10 years or something. Is that what drunk drivers get when they kill someone? Do they get that much? Because that's basically the same thing, right? He should just have to go to OSHA training or something.
Hey, Brad. Long time call again. Hey, I had this really awesome idea for a prank, but I forgot what it was.
Oh,
so,
thank God.
Just come up with something yourself. No, I can't do everything for you.
All right. Thanks.
Talk later. Bye.
I was getting ready to hang up on you, but now I don't have to. Thank you for that.
Hey, Brad. It's Cisco Kid.
Hey.
That is not a quick question. If you've ever reached out to Frankie McDonaldson... or the Will It Flush guy. Just curious, you know, let him know that you do shout-outs for him or prank calls inspired by their YouTube channel or whatever. I just thought it was curious.
Nope. I have not done that for either of those people. I think Frankie McDonald is too big of a deal to be answering messages from the likes of me. And the Will It Flush guy, I don't know. He'd probably think I'm trying to steal all of his YouTube viewers. Which I am.
So I think it's really funny whenever people try to get your information, especially the ladies, or maybe even the guys in the future, I don't know.
A what?
And basically you tell them when they ask about your information, you tell them, excuse me, I'm taken, I'm spoken for.
Oh, yeah.
And they just...
I ain't no cheater.
They're all confused and you're thinking they're trying to get your phone number or something.
Yeah. It's what I have to do all the time in real life. To, you know, the girls, they're always trying to
keep up the funny stuff,
hook up
and
with
all
me.
That.
It sucks.
Hope to hear a show soon.
All right, bye.
Hey, Brad. It's the Press Mashed Potatoes. Sorry about the last time I left the voicemail. It was like 2 in the morning, and I said a bunch of stuff. I don't even know why.
You know, I don't even remember it. I've completely forgotten about it by this point, so good job reminding me that
anyway.
You probably annoyed me or something. I don't know.
I was going to let you know that I have a list of phone numbers in a storage shed on a hard drive that I used like years ago, and they're for elevators. I think I have about 10 of them, so I was wondering if there's any way that you could use those. Like, I think when you call them, it goes through like a speaker throughout the elevator.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll take
sure
those.
It was at some college dorm rooms.
Those
not
are,
dorm rooms,
those
but,
can
like,
be fun.
Dorms where the students could use them. But yeah, if you let me know, I'll send you those your way.
All right.
I didn't know if you could because, like, the whole legal thing that's going on with you, you know?
No, I don't see any reason why not. Send them to me. I've been wanting to do elevator calls again for a while now. I've had some fun with those in the past.
Hey, Roy. It's midnight, and I think I'm gay.
Okay, yep, I think I agree with you. You are definitely gay. Thanks for making the last voicemail a good one. That's going to be the end of episode 551. Thanks to the sponsors of today's show, Weird Shortwave Listener, Jesse Lobster, Mac Euler Degeneration, Nikki D, and Random. If you'd like to be a supporter of the show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus or even phonelosers.org/cactus. Since I fixed the website, I fixed the .org. It's working again. You don't have to call and yell at me about it. I fixed it. By the way, yesterday I did a hobo-sode where I pretended to be a reporter, just like, Mr. Biggs suggested that I pretend to be a reporter, and I call to get someone's reaction to something that somebody else said about them. You know, the thing I did on the previous episode of the Snowplow Show. And it wasn't as funny as that Wendy lady. You know, nothing's ever going to be as funny as her. She's pretty much ruined it forever. But there was some amusing stuff from yesterday's hobo-sode. So here's a small clip from that. I think this part might be funny. I don't know.
No, I'm sure he has my name mixed up with somebody else because it's not me.
Well, I don't know. He kept saying your name.
What
Tom
does he say
Thomas.
I look like? What does he say? What does he say I look like?
He said you look well. He told me you look like a pig fucker, but I can't print that.
Okay. Interesting.
But he kept saying your name, Thomas.
So you're obviously trying to pull some kind of garbage on me. So I hope
garbage.
You have a good day.
What do you mean garbage?
Yeah. Go ahead just, and do what you got to do. And which newspaper did you say you were with?
I'm with the Herald. It's not. What are you talking about? Garbage. Herald.
And what is your name?
My name is Bob Dabalina. Should I put that down as a quote that you're? I'm trying to pull garbage with you, or do you just want to know?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay.
You go ahead and put whatever you want.
I don't know. He's no Wendy, but it was a fun hobo-sode. I definitely got to do that some more. Try out my new profession as a professional reporter. I'm ending today's show with a song by Milk Plus. This one is called LaForge. It's that song. It's the one that we were looking for. I got an email from Edward, and he said, hey, here's the entire song. It's right there on YouTube, you fucking idiots. So thanks for that, Edward.
Skyrocket, I'd carry a hip thrust, but my uniform of a captain. It's possible, and yet it's not possible.
You're smoking crack.